So what are your thoughts on this crazy wind? Well, not crazy. It is Minnesota. But so many days, it seems, this school year that have had to be canceled.
Yeah, this is my 42nd year in education. I've never seen a winter like this. And it is, for snow lovers, I know they're rejoicing. But for school districts, this is beginning to create quite a challenge in terms of needing to make sure that they meet the required number of days and the required number of hours of instruction with students. It's getting more challenging every week, as it seems like almost once a week now we're having a storm that causes schools to be canceled.
So do you foresee having to extend the school year in some cases?
I know that it's really district specific. I know that districts are already having conversations about adding minutes to each day, which would allow them then to gain those hours back. I know that we had some districts go to school this past Monday on President's Day to make up some of the snow. I know we've got districts considering to change professional development days with staff to student instruction days. I know there are districts that are looking at extending the school year later into June. And so it's really specific on what each district has already built into their calendar, and then the number of days that they actually end up with. Thing to remember is we're only, I think, at February 20th. We still got the rest of February, all of March, and we know what April can also be like in Minnesota.
I know a lot of attention has been focused recently on schools needing to reschedule their sporting events. Nobody's really thinking about the number of hours kids are having in the classroom and what that does when there aren't enough of those hours. Can you address that a little bit?
Sure. Well, number one, it's a state requirement. We have a state statute in Minnesota that calls for a specific number of hours at a minimum for the various grade levels, as well as a specific number of days at a minimum of instruction when it must take place. So you've got the state statute to work with. Also, you just got the fact that there are things that go on a daily basis in the classroom that are very important for the development of the student. And when you begin to miss these days and it begins to pile up, that creates a challenge. That's why it's important for school districts to look at how they can modify their calendars, as well as make decisions that they believe are best in the interest of their districts. You'll note that we had a state law passed, I think it was either a year or two ago, that allows for what's called e-learning days. And you can have in your calendar up to 5 e-learning days, which allows a district to have students do their work through technology. And I know a number of districts that do that and are pleased with it, but that doesn't exist in all districts. So it's important to recoup as much of that instructional time as possible and, still create a situation that can work for your families.